Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
All right, it is a continuation of the summit that President Biden is attending, and a lot of things happening, high stakes. A lot of folks talking about climate change and what's happening there and what the U.S. is doing. Will they lead the way? And we have on our WHBC newsline right now, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Pam.
All right, so give us a little recap of what stood out to you from yesterday.
Well, the first day of the conference was pretty laden with doom and gloom and a lot of grim predictions. The UN Secretary General said, we're digging our own graves. The British Prime Minister said, climate change is like a bomb that's strapped to the earth and world leaders here in Glasgow need to figure out how to defuse it. He actually likened them to James Bond at the end of one of his movies. The Prime Minister of Barbados stood up and she was representing smaller, vulnerable island countries. And she said, talked about a dreaded death sentence. It was actually left to President Biden to bring some light to the discussion, because while he did talk about, we called it a growing climate catastrophe, he also said that there are opportunities to be had here, and that for all the concern about, you know, dying fossil fuel industries and the jobs that go with that, he said there's also plenty of jobs that come with green investments, or at least that's his argument for this. So he stood up, he said that the US is going to lead on climate, and now over the next 10 days, the U.S. has a chance to prove what it might do.
And did I see where Queen Elizabeth addressed the summit?
She did, but she's not here. She was due to be here, but then she was advised by her doctors to rest. And I must say, it is a frenetic sort of atmosphere here. It's thousands of people just racing around all over the place. So the Queen at 95 was recommended by her doctors to stay at home, and she has them. But she sent this video message, and she said that this is when you can show a difference between doing politics and doing statesmanship. She said, but if you put politics to one side and work together, think about future generations, she said, that is statesmanship. And there was part of this video message that she sent where she said, none of us will live forever, but we're not doing this for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children.
Well, there's a lot of talk here about President Biden's legislation, the bills that they're considering in Congress here, and the fact that he didn't get a deal before he left to go there. Is that being discussed much there?
Yes. And climate advocates around the world are acutely aware that, you know, when President Biden stands up and he says America's going to lead on climate again, he's going to lead with actions, not just words. He said, we'll demonstrate to the world that the United States is not only back at the table, but hopefully leading by example. People here are aware that all he's offering at the moment is promises. He hasn't got legislation behind him because he hopes to get his big climate spending package through Congress before this conference, and he wasn't able to. So he's arrived here empty-handed. So if you're chalking things up on the kind of negatives for this conference, that is one of them. The fact that the Chinese and Russian presidents have stayed away, Brazilian president's not here, that's another blow. At the same time, you know, it's early days, this thing runs for a couple of weeks, and the US, China, Brazil, Indonesia, a host of other countries, about 100 countries, have just announced a few hours ago an agreement to halt deforestation by the end of this decade. And it hasn't been sort of picked over yet to see if there's real substance to this. But it seems the early indications are, at least the British organizers are hailing this as a very big breakthrough that they've secured in the first hours of this two-week conference.
So as we are looking ahead to the next several days, what do we see on the agenda now?
Well, President Biden is going to give a news conference later, and then he'll leave. And that's what's going to happen with, as far as we can tell, all the world leaders. There's about 130 of them here. They've been brought in to kind of make a splash at the start of the summit, and then they're going to scatter and head home. And then it's left to their negotiating teams to try and thrash out a whole swathe of agreements. So we've got the deforestation one here. We think President Biden's going to outline something about methane emissions in the next few hours. And then everything else that might go with that, and it's seeing what countries can commit to. You know, this is part of a series of summits. It's pretty much a sequel to the Paris summit in 2015, when on that occasion, it was a landmark agreement when the world said, we recognize climate change as a problem and we will tackle it. Well, this is the sequel where they're supposed to say how they're going to do it.
Okay, well, certainly we'll keep an eye on that, and we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. Thanks for having me.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.